one, Sukadev Goswami said to Maharaj Parikit,
"Once the world was overburdened by the unnecessary defense force of demoniac kings who were posing themselves as the royal order. At that time, the whole world became disturbed. So the predominating deity of this earth, Bhumi, assumed the shape of a cow and presented herself before Lord Brahma with tears in her eyes."
"Oh, my dear Lord Brahma, the entire world is suffering because of kings who have posed themselves as rulers, but are only puffed up by their positions. Instead of protecting the citizens, they are building up great military forces and challenging each other's strength. They have no higher goal of life than to increase their material opulence. Please help us. In some way, kindly relieve us of our misfortune."
"My dear Bhumi, yes, I will at once approach Lord Vishnu, who is lying on the ocean of milk. Please come with me, along with all the other demigods."
The world was overburdened by demoniac kings, so Bhumi asked Lord Brahma if some help he could bring. She looked like a cow with tears in her eyes, and this is what Lord Brahma replied: "Let's go to Swarantani, where the god of all gods, dressed in yellow silk, lies on the ocean of milk. Let's go to Swarantani, where the master of all provides for everyone. He will hear our call, so on to Swarantani."
Lord Brahma led Bhumi and the demigods to the shore of the ocean of milk, where Lord Vishnu lies on a white island called Swetadweep. There, with great attention, they worship the Lord by reciting the Vedic mantras known as the Purusha Sukta.
Chintamani prakarasadvasukalpariksha lakshavriteshu surabhir palyantam lakshmi sahasra shaktasamrama sevyamanam ovindamabe purusha.
Brahma then sat down in meditation and chanted Vedic hymns with great attention. In trance he heard Lord Vishnu's words vibrate in the sky. "Of your distress I am aware, and here is my reply. I want demigods to appear before me as sons and grandsons. In the Yadu dynasty, Ananta Shesha will come as Baladev, and then I will appear as the son of Vasudev. Now go without fear."
Lord Brahma instructed the demigods and their wives of the Lord's desire, and then left to prepare for his descent. Surasena, the chief of Yadu dynasty, had gone to live in the city of Mathura. Since then, Mathura had been the capital of all the kings of the Yadu dynasty. Vrindavan is in the jurisdiction of Mathura. Both Mathura and Vrindavan are transcendental abodes of the Lord, although they are situated on this planet Earth. Some time ago, Vasudev married Devaki, the daughter of King Devaka. The king was very affectionate to his daughter, so he gave her a great dowry. Devaki's brother, Kamsa, in order to please his sister on the occasion of her marriage, took charge of the reins of the horses and became the chariot driver. When the bride and bridegroom were ready to start, conch shells, bugles, drums, and kettle drums all vibrated in concert for their auspicious departure.
This prophecy from the sky. The eighth child of my very own sister will kill me? Never!
My dear brother-in-law, Kongsa, you are the greatest on the earth. How could such a qualified person as you kill a woman, your own sister, especially on her wedding day? One who takes birth is sure to die, for death is born with the body. Please do not kill Devaki. Let me now save the life of Devaki, and in the future, we shall see what happens. Dear Kongsa, you have nothing to fear from Devaki. It is from her child. We do not even have 8 children as yet. Therefore, I promise that when she gives birth to the sons who you fear, I will deliver them to you. Please spare her life.
What? Well, you are a man of your word, Vasudeva. So very well. I shall free Devaki. But remember your promise, for I shall expect you to keep it.
So Kongsa let Devaki go, and she and Vasudev continued to their own home. Each year thereafter, in due course of time, Devaki, the mother of God and all the demigods, gave birth to a child. Thus she bore 8 sons, one after another, and a daughter named Subhadra. Vasudev, being a saintly person who strictly adheres to the truth, and knowing all things to be under the direction of the Supreme, with great pain delivered his firstborn son, Kirtiman, into the hands of Kongsa.
My dear Kongsa, here is my firstborn son, as I had promised you.
Ah, Vasudev, so you have come. Your action has touched me to the core of my heart. Actually, I have no fear of your first child. It is the 8th child of Devaki that is going to kill me. You may take your child back and go home.
So Vasudev left, but he knew that he could not trust the words of Kongsa, because he had no self-control. Soon, the great saint Narada Muni approached King Kongsa.
Narada Muni was anxious to accelerate Lord Krishna's descent. Narada Muni came to Kongsa the king and spoke this warning. Kongsa, beware, the demigods are taking birth to families of coward men and their wives. And on the other side, Vasudev and others born in the family of Rishni of the Yadu dynasty. All are preparing for the appearance of the Lord. Come, so beware, the demigods are taking birth. They've come to assist Lord Vishnu. Come, so become alert. The demigods are taking birth. Come, so become alert. Lord Vishnu will be coming soon.
Hearing this, Kamsa became afraid. Now he knew that any child born of Devaki might be Vishnu. Fearing his death, Kamsa arrested Vasudev and Devaki and chained them with iron shackles, remembering the prophecy that Vishnu would kill him. As they were born, Kamsa killed their children one by one.
Aha! I will be safe as long as I keep Vasudev and Devaki imprisoned and destroy all of their children. I cannot take any chances, for my own life is at stake. And of course, I am the most important person of all. I think that all of these members of the Yadu dynasty might just be demigods who have come to help Lord Vishnu. And as such, they pose such a great threat to me. But I will not let them win. I shall arrest my own father, Ugrasena. And then I will be the king. Yes! At last, I will be the king!
After Kamsa killed the six sons of Devaki, a plenary portion of Krishna entered her womb as her seventh child, arousing her pleasure and her lamentation. That plenary portion is celebrated by great sages as Ananta Shesha. To protect the Yadus, the personality of Godhead ordered Yogamaya as follows.
Vasudev and Devaki are prisoned under Kamsa, lying in Devaki's womb is my expansion Shesha. Yogamaya transferred Shesha to the room.
Therefore, Ananta Shesha was transferred to the womb of Rohini and later became known as Balaram. Shortly afterwards, Krishna himself entered Devaki's womb.
Done with Devaki. Krishna's within her womb, seeing her wonderful beauty. Surely Vishnu has come. If I kill Devaki now, I would surely lose my reputation. And if Krishna is to kill me, No one can stop his mission. I will await the inevitable future and kill the baby when he is delivered.
The demigods invisibly approached the room of Devaki, and all joined in offering their respectful obeisances and prayers to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who can bestow blessings upon everyone. Thereafter, at the auspicious time for the appearance of the Lord, the universe was surcharged with all the qualities of goodness, beauty, and peace. All the saints and brahmanas who had been disturbed by Kamsa felt peace within the core of their hearts, and kettle drums vibrated from the sky. Then the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, who is situated in the core of everyone's heart, appeared from the heart of Devaki in the dense darkness of night, like the full moon rising on the eastern horizon. First appeared in his four-armed form of Lord Vishnu. Dressed in yellow garments, body blackish like a dense cloud, helmet and earrings sparkling. When Vasudev saw his extraordinary son, his eyes were struck with wonder. In jubilation, he mentally collected 10,000 cows and distributed them to the brahmanas. Understanding that this child was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev bowed down with folded hands and offered prayers. My Lord, you are the Supreme Person beyond material existence, and you are the Super Soul. You appear to have entered this world of the three modes of material nature, but you are never under their influence, for you are the master of this goodness, passion, and ignorance. Oh, my Lord, after hearing the prophecy that you would take birth in our home and kill him, this uncivilized Kamsa has killed so many of your elder brothers. As soon as he hears from his guards that you have appeared, he will immediately come with weapons to kill you.
Of the entire cosmic manifestation. You have no material cause, and you have no material desires. Let me offer my full surrender unto your lordship, O Madhusudan. Because of your appearance, I am becoming more and more anxious in fear of Kamsa. Therefore, please arrange for that sinful Kamsa to be unable to understand that you have taken birth from my womb. You have appeared in your four-armed form, holding conch shell, disc, club, and lotus. Please withdraw this form and become just like a natural human child, so that I may try to hide you somewhere.
Vasudev, who was the most pious Prajapati. He was named Sutapa. At that time, he performed great austerities to have me as your son. My dear mother, now I am appearing as your son for the third time in my original form. I have shown you this form of Vishnu just to remind you of my previous births. Now my energy, Yoga Maya, has taken birth to the wife of Maharaj Nanda in Gokula. Please take me there and exchange me for their daughter.
After thus instructing his father and mother, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, transformed himself into a small human child. By the influence of Yoga Maya, all the doorkeepers fell fast asleep. Vasudev picked up child Krishna and prepared to leave Kamsa's palace. The doors that were strongly pinned with iron opened automatically, and Vasudev entered the dark night. The clouds in the sky were mildly thundering and showering. So Ananta Shesha, an expansion of the Lord, followed Vasudev with hoods expanded to protect the transcendental child. Because of constant rain sent by Indra, the river Jamuna was filled with deep water, foaming about with fiercely whirling waves. But as the Indian Ocean had formerly given way to Lord Ramachandra, the river Jamuna gave way to Vasudev and allowed him to cross. When Vasudev reached the house of Nanda Maharaj, he saw that all the cowherd men were fast asleep. Thus he placed his own son on the bed of Yasoda, picked up her daughter, an expansion of Yoga Maya, and then returned to his residence, the prison house of Kamsa. Exhausted by the labor of childbirth, Yasoda was overwhelmed with sleep and was unable to understand what kind of child had been born to her. After returning to the prison, Vasudev placed the child on the bed of Devaki. Then he bound his legs with iron shackles and thus remained there as before. The watchmen heard the crying of the newborn child and thus awakened from their beds and went to inform King Kamsa.
Master! Master! Devaki's eighth child is born! Come quickly, my lord!
What? He has finally come. Down in that dungeon is Kala, the supreme time factor, which has taken birth to kill me. But I shall go and kill him. Aha! Give me that child.
My dear brother, all good fortune unto you. Don't kill this girl. She will be your daughter-in-law. Indeed, it is unworthy of you to kill a woman. My lord, my brother, I am very poor, being bereft of all my children. But still, I am your younger sister. And therefore, it would be worthy of you to give me this last child as a gift.
Devaki was embracing her daughter and crying, begging Kamsa for her life. But he was so cruel that he chastised her and forcibly snatched the child from her hands.
Ah, don't be a fool, Devaki. I have waited for this moment too long. I must kill this child, and then I will be safe.
Kamsa tried to dash the child against the floor, but Yogamaya Devi slipped upward from his hands and appeared in the sky as Devi, the goddess Durga with eight arms, completely equipped with weapons.
Oh, come, sir, you fool! What will be the use of killing me, the supreme personality of Godhead, who has been your enemy from the very beginning and who will certainly kill you, has already taken his birth somewhere else. Therefore, do not unnecessarily kill other children.
Oh no! What shall I do? The eighth child has been born, and he's out there somewhere. I wonder if one of these beautiful young children before me could be Krishna. Are you Krishna? Are you? Where is Krishna? Where is he? Where is that Krishna? Where? Oh, where?
So, Kongsa had been tricked. By the Lord's will, now he was keeping himself under the care of his foster parents, Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda Mai.
Sing praises on this auspicious day.
Oh, happiness, oh joy. Nanda Maharaj had a baby boy. Hurry on, gopis, hurry and come to Nanda's house in Rajagam. Oh, happiness, oh